makers of Old Gold Cigarettes present radio's newest comedian, the star of our show, Jackie Gleason, with the new singing sensation, Andy Russell, Toots Camarada, and the Old Gold Orchestra. My name's Les Tremaine, and here with a song and a smile is Andy Russell.
Come out wherever you are. I know you're not very far. How I wish you'd hurry, 'cause I'm inclined to worry. These arms of mine are open, just hoping you'll appear. Where are you, dear? Come out wherever you are. Come out from under that star. Oh, yes, incidentally, mentally, I'm not up to par. So come out, come out, come out, wherever you are. Wherever you are, come out from under that star. Oh, yes, and incidentally, mentally, I'm not a true part. So come out, wherever you are. Jackie
Gleason, having listened to radio programs all his life, has decided to run his own radio station in his own way. So here at the head of station WIOU is radio's newest comedian, Jackie Gleason.
All right, step right into my office, Mr. Melba. I'm always glad to meet a prospective sponsor.
Please let me alone. I'm a troubled human being.
Don't worry about that. I'll help you. I'm a genius.
How do I know you're a genius?
How do I know you're a human being? We're both taking a chance. Now, sit down, Mr. Melba, and let me tell you the advantages of station WIOU. We are on the air 23 hours and 55 minutes a day.
What about the other 5 minutes?
A guy's got to sleep sometimes. Tell me, Melba, what business are you in?
I'm a fur coat manufacturer. I make skunk coats. In the last 10 years, I've made fur coats out of 4,500 skunks.
Well, it's about time you had the air.
Mr. Gleason, please let me out of here. I never heard of your station before in my life.
Why, Mr. Melba, we have great entertainment. We have wonderful artists, and we have a terrific reputation.
How are your killer cycles?
Well, they're all right, but they need new tires.
Good morning, Mr. Gleason.
Ah, Mr. Melba, I'd like you to know Miss Probol. She is my girl Thursday.
Do you have a girl Friday?
No, Friday I have fish. Miss Probol, I was telling Mr. Melba about the progress we are making here at Station WIOU. Why, Mr. Melba, we have a nationwide coverage with our daytime serials. Our serials, such as A Mother's Tears, Against the Rain, and The Tears of a Private Secretary, blanket the country.
Sounds like a wet blanket. I don't think I want to do business with you, Mr. Gleason.
Well, I won't force you, Melba. Far be it from me. I want you to feel free to walk out of this office any time you want to.
Then why are you tying our shoestrings together?
Just want to be a little close to you, Melba. Melba, I'm surprised at you. I'm giving you your big chance. I am a man of integrity and industry. Why, 20 years ago, my old mother put herself in hock just to give me a start in the world. I worked, I fought competition, and today I am a wealthy man. I eat well, I dress well, but somehow I can't sleep well.
Why don't you get your mother out of hock?
Let me in! Let me in!
Let me get my hands on him.
Mr. Tremaine, your scriptwriter desires an interview with me.
Oh, well, send him in. Ah, there you are, you black-hearted, double-crossing slob. You moronic, backstabbing scoundrel. You broken-down, double-dealing, conniving, mealy-mouthed bum.
What's the matter, pal?
What's the matter? You know what's the matter. You promised to help me find my place. You promised to be a light to me in the darkness. Why have you led me on and on and on?
I don't know. I guess it's just the usher in me. But take it easy, Tremaine. We now have a sponsor. And I am absolutely going to make you the biggest name in radio.
Are you positive?
Only fools are positive.
Well, are you sure?
I'm positive. Just a minute. What side am I on? Everything's going to be all right because Mr. Melba here is going to take us under his wing.
I don't know about that.
Mr. Melba, what earthly reason could you have for not taking us under your wing?
I'm ticklish.
Tremaine?
I think I'll be going now.
Tremaine, he's getting away. Will you do something?
Jackie, I suggest that Mr. Melba listen to a full day of our radio programs beginning at 4 a.m. tomorrow morning. Then he can pick out what he likes himself.
A great idea, Tremaine. Will you do it, Melba?
Yes, if you'll let me go now.
Why, of course, Mr. Melba. But first, Miss Probol, take a contract. Here it is. I, Mr. Melba, do promise to pay Jackie Gleason the sum of $200,000 for professional services, plus a weekly guarantee of $25,000 for odds and ends. And if I fail to pay, I, Mr. Melba, agree to commit suicide within 24 hours. Now, before you sign this, Melba, we'll go over to my lawyer and have him take a look at this.
Why?
I'm not letting you put anything over on me.
Miss Crowball, have you ever been to Europe?
No, but I've been on the Staten Island ferry. Oh, yeah, and it's wonderful. Especially when there's a mist rolling in from the sea. It's cooling to your hair and to your eyelashes. And it's so refreshing.
Say, mist is refreshing, isn't it? The makers of Old Gold cigarettes take full advantage of that fact in guarding the freshness of your favorite cigarette with a mist of apple honey. Andy Russell brings us his own version of a favorite song of two countries, Amour.
Amour, amour, amour. This word so sweet, what I repeat means I adore you. Amour, amour. Would you deny this heart that I have placed before you? I can't find another word with meaning so clear. My lips try to whisper sweeter things in your ear, but somehow or other, nothing sounds quite so dear as this soft, caressing word I know. Amour, amour, my love. When you're away, there is no day and night are lonely. Amour. Life divine, say you'll be mine and love me only. Amour, amour, mi amour. Nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del alma. sentir que tu pecho se anidaron en mí, igual que palomas mensajeras de luz. Saber que tus besos se quedaron en ti, haciendo en tus labios la señal de la cruz. Amor, amor y amor, nació de ti, nació de mí, de la esperanza. Amor, amor. Nació de Dios para los dos, nació del amor. 4:15,
I guess I better listen to Mr. Gleason's radio station.
Good morning, everyone. Time is now 4:15 a.m. and time for your half hour of setting up exercises. Here he comes, that genius of the gymnasium, Happy Jack the Muscle Man.
Hello, 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 hello. Well, here it is, 4:15 a.m. and 20 degrees below zero. Time for everybody to be up. All right, toss your covers off, throw the windows open, turn on the cold shower, and away we go. Now, here's our first exercise. Arms outstretched over the head, bend the body forward, touching the toes with the tips of the fingers. In time with the music, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, up, down, up, down. 1, 2, 3, 4, over the head, touch the toes, over the head, touch the toes. 1, 2, 3, over the head, touch the toes. 1, 2, 3, 4. Well, that'll be enough of that. Now we're all ready for our second exercise, which is deep knee bending, hands on hips, and away we go. All right, up, down, 1, 2, up, down, 1, 2, up we go. That's it, keep doing that, right? Up and down. All right, that's about all of that right now. And now, for the last exercise, running in place at a brisk pace. Now we ready? Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2. That's it. Keep going. 1, 2. Oh, I'm cooked.
Station WIOU. And now for a 1-minute announcement. Do you keep your family awake at night? Does your coughing bring complaints from the apartments below and above? Do you cough through double features? If so, terminate this agony with La Grippe's cough syrup. Listen to what a satisfied user of La Grippe's cough syrup has to say.
I have been using La Grippe's cough syrup for the past 25 years. And I am here to state that La Grippe's cough... That La Grippe's cough... is good enough...
Need we say more? Get a jug today.
Slug Soap presents Bobby Boulevard, Boy Bagel King. Ladies, do you wash? Why not give Slog Soap a trial? Try Slog's 3-year plan. What is Slog's 3-year plan? Very simple. Just wash your face every day for 3 years. Doctors say you'll look cleaner. Slog Soap also will solve your romantic problems. Before Mary used Slog Soap, her boyfriend said...
No.
However, after using Slog Soap, her boyfriends now say...
Oh, no.
Which goes to prove
that nothing will help some people. And remember, accept no substitutes. If it slabs, it sinks. And now, for Bobby Boulevard, Boy Bagel King. If you remember yesterday when you tuned in to Bobby Boulevard, Boy Bagel King, we left Bobby talking to his fiancée, Greta Klopp, now employed as a hat check girl in the corner pool room. Greta has accused Bobby of insulting Ira Crump, the eight ball polisher at the pool room where Jonathan Jerkin, who is in love with Lizzie Dalton, books horses. Now, Lizzie is very fond of Ira Crump, who doesn't give her a tumble because Phyllis Goop, second cousin to Greta's maiden aunt, Jenny Glatz, is crazy about Bobby. Now, Bobby has a dislike for Jonathan, who tells Ira that Phyllis and Greta can't stand Lizzie's oldest brother, Henry. As the scene opens, we find Greta looking forlornly at Bobby as she speaks.
Bobby, are you going to tell me why you've insulted Ira Crump?
No. Tune in tomorrow for another thrilling episode in the life of Bobby Boulevard, Boy Bagel King.
And now, a 1 minute announcement.
If you want to look alluring in your loveliest frocks, then wear a pair of those romantic oval superfine high grade broad face Bobby socks.
Gather round, little friends. This is the kiddies' hour. And here is your Uncle Tom.
This is your Uncle Tom, little Charlie Burke, of 1445 75 Long Island Boulevard, Poughkeepsie, Kansas City, Queens. It says here that you're 8 years old today, huh? You're supposed to get a little present, aren't you? Well, you're not going to get it, see?
This is Station WIOU, a 1 minute announcement.
Ladies, have you tried the new Fogley electric drill heel? At each step, this heel sinks from 3 to 4 inches into the sidewalk. Now you can be shorter than he is.
Ladies and gentlemen, here we are on the 15th floor of the Cranston Hotel in a private dining room, ready to hear another interesting and enlightening discussion around the square table. Major General Henry presiding. The topic of discussion today is reconstruction of the post-war world. The first voice you hear will be that of Major General Henry.
Well, I've always found it to be so. Dr. Clark, what do you think?
Well, considering the aspect of the chaotic dilemma...
Shut up!
Please, Miss Hargrave. Dr. Clark has the floor.
He ought to be on it.
Tell that dizzy doll to keep a yap.
Now, just a minute, Dr. Clark. You can't talk to a lady like that.
You get snowed out of this. I can take care of myself.
Now, just a minute. Don't you get too wise either.
Who are you talking to?
Put down that plate of shrimp.
You can't bring decent people up here.
Now, Dr. Clark, drop that carving knife. Look out.
Oh, my way up.
Miss Hargrave, take your fingers off my throat. Stand up.
Tune in again next week on another enlightening discussion. This is Station WIOU. A 1 minute announcement. Girls, are you weak, run-down, psychopathic, neurotic, tired, logy, nauseous, dull, nervous, anemic, restless, dopey, excitable, dizzy, irritable? You are? Well, then there's something wrong. It's time to take vulcanized vitamin tablets. Listen to the case of my neighbor, Hattie Bronx Twist. Before she took these famous tablets, her doctor said...
Miss Hattie, you're run down. You should take...
And she did. Regularly. After 21 days of taking vulcanized vitamin tablets, her doctor said...
I pronounce this woman dead.
Thank you.
The makers of Higginbottom's Horseradish Graters present the Higginbottom Hour with Donald Frankfurt as the news clip. You beat Dreadlord. Is it John Hightower? Say Higginbottom, please. Say Higginbottom, prison.
Due to circumstances beyond our control, the Higginbottom Hour will not be heard. However, the program usually heard at this time will be heard at this time as usual. Which is very unusual. We present 30 minutes of complete and continuous music.
How do you do? How do you do? This is Happy Jack, folks. Happy Jack. How do you do, music lovers? How do you do? Time now to listen to the music of your favorite band. 30 minutes of uninterrupted and continuous music. Okay, let's go. This continuous musical program is brought to you by Mother McGuff's Meatballs. The only meatballs that contain liquid rubber. If you drop one of Mother McGuff's meatballs on the floor, don't be embarrassed. It'll bounce right back on your plate. Have fun with your meatballs. Play potty with them. Dribble them up and down the table. Tie a meatball to your spaghetti and make a yo-yo. And now to continue with our uninterrupted music. Folks, is a Mother McGuff meatball just another meatball? A hamburger in pill form? No. Mother McGuff's meatballs also contain a small amount of menthol to put out the heartburn. And now, back to our continuous music. Folks, a short message from our sponsor. Mother McGuff's meatballs, besides containing liquid rubber and menthol, also contain a surprisingly large amount of enriched meat. Pork ends, mutton leavings, and beef tips. Finely chopped to suit your taste. Yes, once you've tried a Mother McGuff meatball, you're bound to repeat.
Seem to be coming back these days, and Andy Russell revives one of the best of the oldies. I'll see you in my dreams.
I'll see you in my dreams. Hold you in my dreams. Someone took you right out of my heart. Till I feel the thrill of your touch. If that once were mine, those tender eyes that shine, they will light my way tonight. I'll see you in my dream. Thank you.
lips that once were mine.
What a radio station I've got. This is terrible.
Oh, come on, Jackie. Get a grip on yourself. There's no sense worrying all night like this.
That's ridiculous. Sitting up all night. Do you realize it's 4:15 in the morning?
Yeah. What did you say?
It's 4:15 a.m.
4:15? Ladies and gentlemen, here he is, that genius of the gymnasium, Happy Jack, the Muscle Man.
Oh, no. Hello, everybody. Here we go. Over the head, shut the toes, in, out, up and down, around the way.
This is the last of the current series of All Gold programs. Starting next Sunday night, same time, same station, the makers of All Gold cigarettes open the Comedy Theater, featuring the internationally famous motion picture comedian Harold Lloyd as host. Stars of stage, screen, and radio will join Harold Lloyd each week on All Gold Comedy Theater, bringing you last-planned radio versions of the best in comedy wherever it's found. Both the theater and the movies will contribute their top gaiety to this great new radio program. Next week, for example, the Old Gold Comedy Theater presents Claudette Colbert and Robert Young in the Palm Beach Story. So be sure to listen at your regular Old Gold time, this time, next Sunday night, as the curtain rises on Old Gold Comedy Theater. And now, thanks and so on from Jackie Gleason, Andy Russell, Cook Camerata, and me. My name is Les Tremaine. Good night.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.